So while we all were sleeping, the Friday morning foursomes went off in the Ryder Cup in Rome. And, okay, I'm going to give you a second to turn it down.
Yeah, maybe some people are in the bubble.
Right.
Cover your ears.
Okay, 3, 2, 1. We lost the first four matches. We got we were served a very cold plate of pasta in Rome. The only guys that looked halfway decent in the morning matches were Schauffele and Cantlay, who took Rory and Fleetwood to 2-1. The morning rounds are over. We're down 4-0. The Friday afternoon four ball is beginning right now. And Justin Thomas striped it down the middle of the fairway. He's on the green in regulation. Everybody else is in trouble.
Only one on the foursome.
The guy that we were most worried about so far is doing okay.
Let's go, guys.
All right. We know that 2.5 hours from now, there will be a hearing in Oakland County Circuit Court to determine whether or not the accused, actually the convicted now, Oxford shooter, Ethan Crumbley, will be eligible for life without parole. What goes into that decision? It seems almost inexplicable that there would even be a question after the horrific testimony that we have heard, and yet the Supreme Court mandates this. Todd Flood is our good friend, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Guy. Good morning. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning.
Lloyd.
Good morning.
So what is on Judge Kwame Rowe's plate? What is the key factor that he must determine this morning?
You know, I think if you look at two things, was this an impulsive juvenile act? Was this something where the kid couldn't appreciate what he did or what he didn't do? Was this just some spur of the moment act and, you know, his juvenile brain didn't really digest it? Compare that or juxtapose that to, did he spend countless hours, you know, premeditating, getting a gun, practicing, thinking about response times of how fast the police could get there? Was it just this lying in wait and, you know, thought process of how he could get away with this and do this massive killing? When you compare those two things, I think that's what Judge Rowe has to look at, because, you know, he takes into account the juvenile brain and the juvenile science behind all of that, and then he compares it to what a person would regularly get sentenced to. You know, you got to determine deterrence. You got to say for the proportion of the crime. This is clearly, I think, a life type sentence. And I think he should be sentenced to, based on the evidence, based on the facts as an adult. It's kind of clear cut, but you must, it's mandated. The United States Supreme Court and our Supreme Court said, hey, if you're going to sentence a juvenile to prison for life, you must have this, what we call Miller hearing. And I appreciate everything Karen McDonald did in this case. She did it. She did it like a pro, without question.
Yeah. Todd, you know, the prosecutor, Karen McDonald, she said, listen, we have to deal with the darkness and we got to deal with the violence and we have to accept that it happened. And we can also say that, you know, we wish he had better upbringing, but she says you can't ignore the facts. The facts are that he had a choice.
He did. He did have a choice. And the defense in this case, I didn't, you know, they have the hand they're dealt for whatever the hand is that they have to argue and put forth. But I don't even think they came through with, you know, the ability to show the judge, hey, listen, this is a kid that's has the ability to be rehabilitated. This is a young man that his mind is one where he just really didn't have the capacity to understand what he was doing. I think quite opposite. They helped or supported, and the fact that this was nothing more than a premeditated mastermind play. I mean, he convinced his family to get him a gun, go out and get a gun to do practice killing. You know, I mean, and they, you know, it was clear he had such a demented mind. He did so many horrific things and fantasized about doing horrific things, even to a girl he once liked. So this is, I think, in our society, albeit difficult to put a juvenile to prison for the rest of his life or sentence him as an adult to that extent. This is one where it meets all fours. And something that goes without, you know, question, it doesn't get much notice. And I've talked to Karen McDonald in the past. We've had cases against each other. I respect her immensely, but you know, she reversed Judge Cooper when Prosecutor Cooper was in the office. She reversed 26 of the 30 cases that Prosecutor Cooper sentenced as an adult lifer. She reversed 26 of them. So
wow.
I think to do this, you know, and have this means a lot to that office. Every office, wherever you come from, you know, Democrat, Republican, whatever, this Karen McDonald, this is a serious offense. And I think candidly, everyone with a rational mind understands that you have to have this hearing, but the facts dictate the day in this case.
Todd, this is a unique case. Usually the parents also aren't in jail waiting for their sentence and their case to you know, come to fruition. But the judge can't take that into account. He just has to look at the facts of Ethan Crumbley.
Well, Jamie, that's a great point. So, you know, you can look at factors if the child was or person was neglected and whether or not he is so corrupt. You know, was that neglect something, is it reversible? Does he have hope for the future? So I guess he could take that into the equation, but at the onset, the parents, what a terrible upbringing this kid had. Mm-hmm. And, the parents, sit in jail for their manslaughter case. And I can't imagine giving a gun to a kid that's spiraling out of control. But the judge, I don't think, is going to weigh much or use much of that as any kind of factor in the Miller hearing or in his decision based on all the evidence that came in.
And Todd, very quickly before we let you go, I mean, there was a piece in the Detroit News op-ed page by two supposed legal scholars talking about science and the science of the youthful mind. What does the science say about the ability to grow out of what it would appear to be a locked-in form of depravity in this young man? They're making the case that he can be rehabilitated. What does the science say about that?
Well, it's cut on both sides of the fence. Here is there is plenty of anecdotal evidence and science when you have acts like this, but just go back in time and look at what Crumbley did, where he started killing animals, started torturing animals, started doing some really grotesque things, and then go deeper into the level of the science for great FBI agents and the movie that was the hunt for a killer's mind out on Netflix. Anyway, they bring into the science the serial killers and killers of doing these types of acts very early on. And that kind of, like, when you look at this picture, and I'm not a pro in this, but when you look at the picture of the acts that Crumbley did as a kid, they seem to fit the format of some sociopath killer. And the fact of the matter is, the difference between a serial killer and, you know, an ordinary person is about 1 inch, and that's called the conscience. This young man didn't seem to have a conscience. He seemed to revel in this demise. So I think you definitely have to take into the equation a youthful mind and one that is not acting on impulse, not one acting in, you know, didn't appreciate the risk, didn't understand the risk. Those are all big factors.
Bottom line is they say that he has a capacity for personal growth. There are four kids that don't have a capacity for any personal growth anymore. Their lives are ended. And somehow all of this obsessing over whether or not he can be given an opportunity for that just seems so misguided, given the, as you say, the level of depravity we saw in some of this testimony. Todd, thanks for joining us, and we will watch to see what Judge Kwame Roe determines a little bit after 9 o'clock.
You got it. Go all U.S. Right. Guy, Jamie, Lloyd.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, they're going to need all the support you can give them, Todd.
I hear you. I'll be watching.
Right, take care. 6:45 at News Talk 760 WJR. When we come back, all the celebrations for Miggy. A little happier news coming your way just on the other side of the break. But first, Automotive Views brought to you by Bridgestone. Getting people down the road matters, but getting generations down them, that's what really matters. Bridgestone. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.